Now it's time for our weekly chat with Labor MP Andrew Little.
Little was announced yesterday as the new Immigration Minister, picking up the role from Michael Wood following his resignation. I started by asking him what was top of his mind going into this new role.
Well, one of the things, we've just reached our target of 1,500 refugees for New Zealand. It's great, it's the first time we've hit that target. So I am looking very closely at not just at refugee policy, but we know we have some issues with people have been in New Zealand a long time, but whose visas have expired, often here working, and we have to have a path for them to deal with those sorts of issues. A controversial issue is the bill dealing with mass arrivals and the potential or the possibility of a bunch of people arriving here or seeking refugee status all at once. And we're not really at the moment equipped. We don't have a legal framework that easily allows us to respond to that sort of situation. The bill's been working its way through Parliament. There are some concerns about it. It's my intention to take some time to study that, look at the issues and hopefully work our way through that.
On that mass arrivals bill, which increases the time asylum seekers can be held without a warrant from 4 to 28 days, why is the government pushing for this when Aotearoa has never seen a mass arrival?
First of all, the possibility or the risk or the threat that we might have a mass arrival, that is to say people who have hopped on a boat somewhere, probably in Southeast Asia, and makes their way to New Zealand. We know that there have been operations, people smugglers, have got people together with the intention of transporting them to New Zealand. I'm aware of one operation that was basically stopped midstream, so people were literally about to board a boat and the authorities intervened to prevent that from happening. We also know of another venture that did happen, that where people did board a boat. It was intended for New Zealand. The boat unfortunately disappeared at sea. So the idea that we're not a potential target for this sort of activity is just, you know, we are. That said, so if we did get, say, 150, 200, 300 people arrive in a boat, our systems simply at the moment are not equipped to deal with that volume of people. You know, we get people arriving usually on an airplane, sometimes on container ships and stuff, seeking asylum. We can deal with the ones and the twos and maybe half a dozen. We couldn't deal with dozens and dozens or hundreds. And so in order to, you know, both for their interests and for New Zealand's interests, we need to have the right powers and the right system to deal with those people. The detention that is referred to in the legislation is not in a prison, it's in a refugee facility. So properly and, you know, accommodated and comfortably accommodated, but just while the processes of establishing identity and getting temporary visas and stuff sorted out en masse, we need appropriate time to do that.
I think moving on to a different topic under immigration, but part of your work as health minister up until earlier this year was working with immigration to try and resolve the staffing shortage across the healthcare sector. Now that you're immigration minister, where is that at?
I'm hoping to get the up-to-date information on that later today. Some preliminary information I've seen literally overnight, and what was a very preliminary briefing, shows that we look at the numbers of health professionals who are applying to get visas, particularly and taking advantage of the director residency pathway. Those numbers are growing. A lot more applying offshore for that before they arrive onshore. And those who are applying offshore are starting to arrive here. So the numbers I've seen literally overnight look better than what I was seeing about sort of 9 months ago. But look, I'll have a better picture later today when I have a more comprehensive briefing.
And I think one last question before you head off. Do you have any investments that you'd like to declare now?
I have no investments apart from the house that my wife and I own in Wellington.
That was MP Andrew Little on his new appointment as Immigration Minister.
That was Labor MP Andrew Little. The Wire. Why shouldn't you?